Right, let's get the reaction from the City manager, David Hopkin. David joins me. Great to hear those stats. It's going to be a very Merry Christmas, David.
Yeah, I think it was important when I took over that we were still in touch by Christmas time, and we set ourselves a target, got off the bottom, and as I said, it's been a fantastic achievement from everybody, players, staff, fans, to make sure we're out of the bottom four. We've not done nothing yet, but as you say, last three games here have been fantastic for us, and I think the fans are going home and enjoying seeing a team that's getting fit and stronger, and looking like a team that want to play for Bradford.
Look like a team who's going to score every time they go forward as well. 2-0 today, but it could have been 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think the few saves and different other things. We had fantastic legs, fantastic energy, and as I said, we should have maybe scored more than that, but I said before the game, I took 1-0, it was important that we got 3 points and we managed to keep our mini revival going.
Yeah, it was difficult, wasn't it? Because at 2-0 and then they had a man sent off. We wanted to kill the game. The third goal didn't come, but it never really seemed to worry us too much.
Yeah, but I think when you're 2-0, it's always a precarious scoreline. I think Richard did a fantastic save with his feet just before it. And then after that, we could have killed the game off. But I think the players were trying to just see the game out, which is good, because sometimes we've been trying to score more and more and more all the time, and we get hit in the counter-attack. And I thought today that Scunthorpe are a very good team. They can hit you in a break. They've got set plays, and it was important that we tried to keep the ball away from the last third of our pitch. And I thought the back four, Richard, Hope, gave the front five the license to go and play, and it seems to be working.
In December, we've scored 15 goals. How about this for a stat? 80 shots at goal, 42 on target. Yeah. What does that say about the quality we have going forward?
Yeah, we have, I think, but sometimes now they're working harder. They're working harder in training. They're working harder in the gym, and they know that the benefits of being fit, what it gets you in football. Mm. And I think you're seeing it just now. I think Jack, and David Ball, Lewis O'Brien are fantastic energy. But you say they're not scared to shoot now. Every time they get a ball, they're trying to score goals, which is good. And as I said, I was delighted for Owen Doyle and George Miller playing up there today, because we'd lost a few players through injury during the week, so it was great credit to the boys that came in. Ryan McGowan, obviously Owen's come back into the team, scored again, and these things make for good reading. I thought the whole team played as a team today, and that was the most important thing, that we tried to get 3 points and we managed to get it.
What pleases you more? Because obviously goals win games, but we are keeping clean sheets. And how many times were we studying? You were absolutely frustrated by the goals we were giving away. Now we're keeping clean sheets.
Yeah, as I say, everybody's, as I keep saying, we're getting fit, we're getting up the pitch quicker.
Much noticeable, the fitness levels.
Yeah, and we're squeezing up the pitch, we're trying to make it harder to play again. I think we were giving too many cheap goals away, as you say. But now we're scoring goals, now we've got a wee bit between our teeth, and now we've got everybody back fit near enough. And everybody knows there's competition for places, and that's the thing you want. And it was a struggle for the first few months, and it still is, but we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Anthony O'Connor missed out. We spoke to him before the game as well. You've got a bit of a selection headache there now, haven't you, for Sunderland?
Yeah, well, as I say, it's a squad game. We need to make sure everybody's fully fit. And I said Anthony was unlucky, he just missed out. Maybe just came a bit too early for him, but you see he's got 3-4 days before we go to a massive arena and a massive game in Wednesday.
You're looking forward to it?
Yes, I think we are. I think it's a game where massive underdogs in. I think it's a game where the players, over their efforts, deserve to be playing in front of a Premiership crowd.
Yep.
Which will be brilliant. And as I said, we go there and we're under no illusions, but we can go there and enjoy it. But I say we're delighted that we've managed to get away from the bottom of the league, and that was the main thing. Getting out of the bottom four is great, but we need to make sure that we kick on and we make sure that the players stay fully focused, which I will.
You've always had belief we would escape, and we can add us close to the squad as well in January. So we're in a good place, David, at the moment.
Yeah, I think we're in a place where everybody's starting to believe. Everybody knows now their roles in the game. They know the roles within the club. And as I said, we had to change the mentality everywhere, training ground a lot, and it's starting to turn. And sometimes it takes longer and it's frustrating. Everybody sees it, everybody wants to do it, but you get the right people in, you get the right staff in, you get the right players in, and we change things and everybody buys into it.
And I'm sure you'd like to wish everyone Happy Christmas again, a great atmosphere as well today.
Yeah, fantastic. As I said, I hope everybody's a really nice Christmas now. I think it's been hard work, but the hard work's going to get harder because we need to make sure we keep going. But I'd like to wish all the Bradford fans that were here today, and maybe ones that weren't here, a Merry Christmas and hope they all enjoyed their day on Tuesday.
Owen Doyle has scored more goals against Scunthorpe than any other side. He scored 5 in 4 games prior to today. Did you know that was the case, Owen Doyle?
No, I didn't know that. No, I remember a few goals over the years against them, alright, but I didn't know it was the most I've scored against.
Yep, so we're happy to get another goal today. But it was hugely controversial, that goal as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say Penny's discussed it, but no, I was happy to step up and take it. Penny obviously scored from a tight angle before that, and we were appealing, hoping to get it.
It put an extra bit of pressure on you, though, didn't it? Because we should have scored.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the ref gave me a little whisper saying there was a favour here because the ball obviously went in. I said, no problem. So, no, it was nice to step up and get it.
Yeah, and how about the performance today? We've been very good going forward. I've just told David, 15 goals in December. 80 shots at goal we've had in December. 42 on target. We're scoring goals for fun.
Yeah, and we're not conceding. So it's a positive sign. I think we're quite high in the form table now in the league as well, which is a massive positive. It's obviously a very, very tough first half of the season for us. We go into the second half now with a bit of momentum and hopefully we start climbing that table.
Are you happy with your performances? You've left out of the side at times, you've come back and you've shown the desire to want to get goals and put in a shift today. And great performances, great ovation as you came off today.
Yeah, no, enjoyable. When I'm called upon, I'll always give 100% and stuff. So it was, it's great. I think it's a help. And George is up there beside me, puts in some serious hard yards and stretches the game for all of us in behind him, especially when he's stretching like he does. I'd love to see his running stats. Like I said, they're right up there in the across all the strikers in the league. So when you've got a player like him in the team, he doesn't get an awful lot of credit for what he does. He stretches things, he makes it excellent and so much easier for the likes of Payne and Ball and myself and O'Brien to get on the ball and do our thing. So it's he deserves a lot of credit in this.
Yeah, and you do as well. Scored today and provided one as well. Are you feeling a lot fitter and sharper? Has that been the difference for you in recent games? Because just sort of seemed to have come alive in recent weeks, as have the rest of the team.
Absolutely. I think we all feel fitter out there. I'd say we're running a lot more now out there than we have, especially since the early games in the season. And there's a want as well. There's a want to get out of where we are in the league. Like, you know, it's time to really buckle down now and pull ourselves out. This is not just going to happen overnight. Like, so I think everyone's kind of realising that now, and you know that we need to just keep the pressure on. And I think that style of play helps us. It's what suits us, the high press, the constantly putting the back there, back four under pressure and stuff, and it's paying off.
Yeah, and we're a good team to watch, aren't we? Because we're creative as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, we get forward quick, and I'd say when you look at the goals that we scored, there's loads of bodies in the box just trying to get in and get that one to I suppose roll it over the line or whatever. But no, we're up for it, like, and we don't want to be where we are, and we're working really hard to try to get out of it.
How good does it feel psychologically to be out of the bottom four? I know there's a long way to go, but as a psychological feeling, you must be thinking, you know, we can build on that now.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone would have, say, start of November, start of December, no one would have said you'd be out of the bottom four come Christmas Day. We are.
They thought we were crazy, weren't they?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Like, and look, form wasn't great, but we're turning it around. You can see we are winning games, we're not conceding, we're scoring a lot of goals, we've got great energy, and it's only going to be a positive now going into the second half of the season.
Yeah, deservedly winning games as well, which is the key. Are you looking forward to the Stadium of Light on Wednesday? You can now sort of look ahead to that, and you know there's over 40,000 tickets being sold. That is special, and why you're in the game to play in games like that.
Yeah, of course, it's going to be a great day out, yeah. Hopefully it's, the gaffer touched on it in the change room after the game there, saying let's make a 40,000 fans booing. So we'll go up there, we'll be hard to see
where we're playing.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely give it our all. We'll go up and we'll blow ourselves up, I suppose, like we have done the last few games. There'll be plenty of energy. It'll be an exciting game, I'd say.
Yeah, and how's the Doyle Christmas preparations going? What's your preparation now between then and now?
Well, we're in training the next few days and stuff. I've got family over from Dublin, so just waiting to see what Santa brings for the two boys. And take it.
You're going to have to take care of the family, aren't you? Because if they're over from Dublin, you're going to have to behave yourself, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. They'll be all getting stuck into the Christmas dinner, and I'll be on sweet potato and chicken, and I'll have to try save some for after the game in Sunderland.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck at Sunderland today. I'm sure you'd like to wish everyone a happy Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And thanks for the support. You're really behind us, and it's... we all know that, and we're looking forward to the second half of the season, obviously starting on Wednesday.